U.S. ships and planes have launched an initial attack against Baghdad. The limited firing of Tomahawk's cruise missiles and precision-guided bombs reportedly was aimed at Iraq's leader, Saddam Hussein. The broader air and ground attack against Iraq may occur in a few days. President Bush announced the action in a speech from the Oval Office last night. He pledged a broad and concerted campaign to force Saddam Hussein from power. After the airstrikes, Saddam Hussein appeared on Iraqi television and said the invaders would meet a bitter defeat. Iraq has fired missiles at Kuwait, where U.S. and British forces are based, but they caused no damage. International reaction so far is mixed, but most countries expressed regret that diplomacy had given way to war. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.